The Memory Palace of Isabella Stewart Gardner. By Marianne Wiggins. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Memory Palace of Isabella Stewart Gardner by Marianne Wiggins is a historical novel set in the early 20th century. It tells the story of Isabella Stewart Gardner, a wealthy American art collector and philanthropist. The novel follows Isabella's life from her childhood in Boston to her death in 1924. Along the way, Isabella's life is filled with art, music, and travel, as she collects and donates works of art to her museum, the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. The novel also explores Isabella's relationships with her family, friends, and lovers, as well as her struggles with mental illness. The novel begins with Isabella's childhood in Boston, where she is raised by her wealthy parents. She is a precocious child, and her parents encourage her love of art and music. As she grows older, Isabella travels to Europe and begins to collect art. She meets and falls in love with John Lowell Gardner, and the two marry and move to Boston. Isabella continues to collect art, and in 1903 she opens the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. The novel follows Isabella's life as she continues to collect art and travel the world. She also struggles with mental illness, and her relationships with her family and friends become strained. Despite her struggles, Isabella continues to donate works of art to her museum, and she is remembered as a generous and passionate art collector. The novel ends with Isabella's death in 1924, and her legacy lives on in the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. The Memory Palace of Isabella Stewart Gardner is a captivating novel that brings Isabella's life to life. Through her story, readers are able to gain insight into the life of a passionate art collector and philanthropist. The novel is a tribute to Isabella's life and legacy, and it is sure to leave readers with a newfound appreciation for her work. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Isabella Stewart Gardner was a wealthy and influential woman in Boston during the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Idea summary: Isabella Stewart Gardner was a prominent figure in Boston during the late 19th and early 20th centuries, and her influence was felt in many aspects of the city's culture. Main idea number 2. Isabella was a passionate collector of art and artifacts, and she used her wealth to build a museum to house her collection. Idea summary: Isabella Stewart Gardner was a passionate collector of art and artifacts, and she used her wealth to build a museum to house her collection and share it with the public. Main idea number 3. Isabella's museum was a unique and innovative space, and it became a popular destination for visitors to Boston. Idea summary: Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was a unique and innovative space, and it quickly became a popular destination for visitors to Boston, drawing in people from all over the world. Main idea number 4. Isabella's museum was a reflection of her own personal tastes and interests, and it was filled with her favorite pieces. Idea summary: Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was a reflection of her own personal tastes and interests, and it was filled with her favorite pieces, making it a truly unique and special place. Main idea number 5. Isabella's museum was a place of refuge and solace for her, and she spent much of her time there. Idea summary: Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was a place of refuge and solace for her, and she spent much of her time there, enjoying the beauty of her collection and the peace it brought her. Main idea number 6. Isabella's museum was a place of learning and discovery, and she encouraged visitors to explore and learn. Idea summary: Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was a place of learning and discovery, and she encouraged visitors to explore and learn, making it a truly educational experience. Main idea number 7. Isabella's museum was a place of beauty and inspiration, and it was a source of joy for her. Idea summary: Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was a place of beauty and inspiration, and it was a source of joy for her, providing her with a sense of peace and contentment. Main idea number 8. Isabella's museum was a place of connection and community, and she welcomed people from all walks of life. Idea summary: Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was a place of connection and community, and she welcomed people from all walks of life, creating a space where everyone could come together and share in the beauty of her collection. Main idea number 9. Isabella's museum was a place of creativity and imagination, and she encouraged visitors to explore their own ideas. Idea summary: Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was a place of creativity and imagination, and she encouraged visitors to explore their own ideas, creating a space where people could express themselves and find inspiration. Main idea number 10. Isabella's museum was a place of reflection and contemplation, and she encouraged visitors to take time to think and reflect. Idea summary: Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was a place of reflection and contemplation, and she encouraged visitors to take time to think and reflect, creating a space where people could find peace and solace. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Isabella Stewart Gardner was a wealthy and influential woman in Boston during the late 19th and early 20th centuries. She was born into a prominent family, but she made her own mark on the city through her philanthropy, art collecting, and patronage of the arts. Her wealth allowed her to purchase works from some of the most renowned artists of the time, including John Singer Sargent and Claude Monet. She also established an impressive collection of European decorative arts at Fenway Court, her home in Boston's Back Bay neighborhood, which is now open to visitors as the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Gardner was also known for her generous donations to various charities throughout Boston. In addition to donating money to hospitals, schools, churches, libraries, and other organizations that served those in need or promoted education or culture within the city limits, she also donated artwork from her personal collection for public display in places such as Harvard University's Fogg Art Museum. In addition to being a patron of art and culture in Boston during this period, Isabella Stewart Gardner was an active member of society who hosted many events at Fenway Court. These included concerts featuring classical music by composers like Bach and Beethoven, lectures on topics ranging from philosophy to literature, receptions for visiting dignitaries, theatrical performances, exhibitions showcasing local talent, garden parties with food catered by some of Boston's finest restaurants, masquerade balls where guests were encouraged to dress up as characters from history or literature. The legacy left behind by Isabella Stewart Gardner continues today through the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, which houses much of her original collection along with rotating exhibits featuring contemporary works inspired by it. Her influence can still be felt throughout Boston due not only to these lasting contributions but also because she helped shape its cultural identity during one of its most vibrant periods. Main idea number 2. Isabella Stewart Gardner was a passionate collector of art and artifacts, and she used her wealth to build a museum to house her collection. She wanted to share the beauty of her collection with the public, so she opened the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in 1903. The museum is located in Boston, Massachusetts, and houses over 2,500 works of art from around the world. It includes paintings by Rembrandt, Botticelli, Raphael, and Titian, sculptures by Degas, tapestries from Europe, Chinese porcelains, Japanese screens, furniture from France and Italy, rare books and manuscripts. The museum also features an impressive garden courtyard that Isabella designed herself. This tranquil space is filled with lush plants, trees, flowers, and fountains that create a peaceful atmosphere for visitors to enjoy while admiring the artwork inside. In addition to its permanent collections on display at all times, the museum also hosts special exhibitions throughout the year. Today, Isabella's legacy lives on through her beloved museum, which continues to be one of Boston's most popular attractions for locals as well as tourists alike. Main idea number 3. Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was unlike anything the world had ever seen before. It was a unique and innovative space, filled with art from all over the world, as well as her own personal collection of artifacts. The building itself was designed to be an immersive experience for visitors, with its lush gardens and winding pathways that lead to different galleries. Visitors could explore the various collections in their own time, taking in the beauty of each piece while learning about its history. The museum quickly became a popular destination for visitors to Boston, drawing people from all over the globe who wanted to experience something new and exciting. Isabella herself often welcomed guests into her home and gave them tours of her beloved museum. She also hosted events such as concerts and lectures, which further enhanced the visitors' experience. Today, Isabella Stewart Gardner's Museum is still one of Boston's most popular attractions due to its unique design and rich history. It continues to draw in thousands of visitors every year who come not only for its art but also for its atmosphere, an atmosphere that has been carefully crafted by Isabella herself. Main idea number 4. Isabella Stewart Gardner's Museum was a reflection of her own personal tastes and interests. She filled it with pieces that she had collected from all over the world, including paintings, sculptures, furniture, tapestries, and other artifacts. Her collection was eclectic and diverse. It included works by masters such as Rembrandt, Botticelli, and Michelangelo, alongside lesser-known artists from around the globe. The museum also featured Isabella's favorite items: Chinese porcelain vases, Renaissance bronzes, and Japanese screens. It was an expression of her individual style, a place where visitors could experience art in a unique way. The Memory Palace of Isabella Stewart Gardner is a testament to her passion for collecting beautiful objects that spoke to her heart. Main idea number 5. Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was a place of refuge and solace for her. She found comfort in the beauty of her collection, which included works from some of the world's greatest artists such as Rembrandt, Botticelli, Raphael, and Titian. Isabella spent much of her time at the museum admiring these pieces and finding peace in their presence. She also enjoyed hosting events there to share her love for art with others. The museum was more than just a place to admire artwork; it was an escape from reality for Isabella. It provided a sense of security that she could not find anywhere else. Whenever she felt overwhelmed or anxious about life outside its walls, she would retreat into the safety and serenity that only this special place could provide. Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was truly a sanctuary for her soul, one where she could take refuge from all the troubles of life while surrounded by beautiful works of art. Main idea number 6. Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was more than just a place to view art. It was a place of learning and discovery, where visitors could explore the world around them and gain knowledge from it. Isabella encouraged her guests to take their time in the museum, engaging with each piece of artwork and discovering something new about themselves or the world around them. She believed that education should be accessible to everyone, regardless of background or financial means. The museum provided an opportunity for people to learn through observation and interaction with works of art from all over the world. Visitors were able to ask questions about what they saw, discuss different interpretations, and even participate in activities such as sketching or writing poetry inspired by their experience at the museum. Isabella wanted her guests to leave feeling enriched by their visit. She hoped that they would have gained insight into history, culture, philosophy, literature, whatever interested them most. Isabella's passion for learning extended beyond her own walls. She also supported educational initiatives outside of her museum. She donated money toward scholarships for students who couldn't afford college tuition fees and established programs which allowed children from low-income families access to free classes on topics ranging from music theory to botany. Main idea number 7. Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was a place of beauty and inspiration. It was filled with artwork from around the world, including paintings, sculptures, tapestries, furniture, and more. Isabella found joy in her museum. It provided her with a sense of peace and contentment that she could not find elsewhere. She often spent hours wandering through its galleries admiring the artworks or simply enjoying the atmosphere. The museum also served as an important source of inspiration for Isabella. She used it to explore new ideas and concepts while engaging in meaningful conversations with visitors who shared her passion for art. Through these interactions, she gained insight into different cultures and perspectives, which further enriched her understanding of the world. For Isabella Stewart Gardner, her museum was much more than just a collection of beautiful objects. It was a place where she could express herself creatively and connect with others on an emotional level. It brought great joy to her life and will continue to do so for generations to come. Main idea number 8. Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was more than just a place to view art. It was a place of connection and community, where people from all walks of life could come together and share in the beauty of her collection. Isabella welcomed everyone with open arms, creating an atmosphere that encouraged dialogue and exchange between visitors. She believed that by bringing different perspectives into conversation, it would lead to greater understanding and appreciation for the arts. The museum also served as a platform for education, offering lectures on topics such as music, literature, history, and philosophy. Through these events, Isabella hoped to foster an environment where knowledge could be shared freely among those who visited her museum. In addition to this, she also provided scholarships for students interested in studying abroad or pursuing higher education. Isabella's passion for connecting people through art is evident in every aspect of her museum, from its welcoming atmosphere to its educational programs. Her commitment to providing a space where everyone can come together has made it one of the most beloved museums in Boston today. Main idea number 9. Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was a place of creativity and imagination, where visitors were encouraged to explore their own ideas. She created an environment that allowed people to express themselves freely and find inspiration in the works of art around them. Isabella believed that everyone should be able to experience beauty, regardless of their background or financial means. Her museum was open to all who wished to visit, providing a space for learning and discovery. The museum featured artwork from many different cultures and time periods, allowing visitors to gain insight into the history of art as well as its current trends. Isabella also included interactive elements such as lectures, concerts, and theatrical performances, which further enriched the visitors' experience. By creating this unique atmosphere, she hoped that her guests would leave with new perspectives on life. Isabella Stewart Gardner's vision for her museum was one of inclusion and exploration. It provided a safe haven for those seeking knowledge or solace in creative expression. Through her efforts, she opened up a world of possibilities for anyone willing to take part in it. Main idea number 10. Isabella Stewart Gardner's museum was more than just a place to view art. It was a space for contemplation and reflection, where visitors could take time to think and reflect on the beauty of the artwork around them. Isabella encouraged her guests to slow down and appreciate their surroundings, creating an atmosphere of peace and solace in which they could find respite from the hustle and bustle of everyday life. The Memory Palace of Isabella Stewart Gardner is filled with stories that capture this unique experience. Through anecdotes about visitors who found comfort in her museum, Marianne Wiggins paints a vivid picture of how Isabella created an environment that allowed people to connect with themselves as well as with each other. Isabella's museum was not only a place for viewing art, it was also a sanctuary for those seeking refuge from the outside world. By encouraging visitors to take time out for self-reflection, she provided them with an opportunity to reconnect with their inner selves while surrounded by beautiful works of art. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.